Part of the vision that Gary Baker and I had as we developed the Internet Advisor back in 1998, it's hard to think back that far, is that not only would it be a help to people to help them to enjoy getting around the Internet and using it and solve their problems. And by the way, in the second hour, Ed's going to lead us in looking at some of the questions that you folks have sent us this week in order to be able to do just that, use your computers and better and get around and get over those problems. But one of the other aspects was that we would promote the development of high-tech industries, in particular internet-based industries in some cases, here in the state of Michigan. And we're going to start with the right side of the state of Michigan. That's the east side of the state of Michigan right now, with Tom Kelly from Automation Alley. He's the COO and the Director of Entrepreneurship there, talking about the kind of programs that they have been developing. And coming up a little later in our program, we're going to be talking with Sandra Cochran, who is she's a technology business consultant with the Michigan Small Business Development Center at Grand Valley State University. And that's going to be talking about what's happening on the southwest side of Michigan, a big area and a very important industrial and technology area. And part of the reason we're doing that is we have a whole bunch of affiliates who are out there. So we hope that you'll stay tuned to hear what's going on, especially on that western side of the state. Tom, let's get back to, we were talking with you about the kind of the dual role, or maybe for one of many roles that Automation Alley has here, founded in 1999 by Al Brooks Patterson and Ken Rogers, as a way of drawing companies to this area, but also incubating companies as well. Along those lines, what are some of the companies in this, let's say, first quarter that you have seen starting up in high tech in this area?
And that's a great question. So, you know, we have a program called the 7 C's. And the 7 C's, it stands for the letter C, and it takes them through the concept of the business on through to commercialization. I won't bore you with all seven of the C's. But in that program, we take startups that are just past the point where they've had some customer validation and they understand their business model. And so some of those companies are like Len and Jerry's Modular Components. This is a company that's been around for a little while.
And Len and Jerry's? I love it.
Isn't that great? Instead of Ben and Jerry's, it's Len and Jerry's. It is a clever name. And they make these ergonomic, they're like the Legos for ergonomics. So you can pop things together and make these workstations that are ergonomic for the employees. It's really fun. We have another one called Lighthouse Electronic Protection. And if you've ever seen a Fitbit or an Apple Watch or something, all the electronics is becoming flexible and pliable, and they protect that from dust and dirt and all kinds of problems. Civionics is a company that does sensors for machine presses that handles the vibration and the heat and the amperage of the motor, and it measures all those things to see if the press is getting into danger. So from the littlest Internet of Things to these big machine presses, we kind of do it all.
Wow.
But it's all around advanced manufacturing, or what we call the industrial Internet of Things.
So the job of Automation Alley in that process is what? How do you intervene in that process?
So what we do is they come into Automation Alley, we decide there's a good fit, and then we actually pay for very sophisticated consultants. These are consultants that are expert in sales, experts in strategy, experts in market automation, in drip campaigns, these, you know, all the buzzwords that you hear, experts in factory development. How do you set up your assembly lines? How do you scale the business? And we put these consultants together with this group. So we don't use mentors, because the trouble with mentors is you think you're an expert in one thing, but they want to give advice on all the things. So we say, no, you know, we're going to put you with a sales, we use Sandler sales training for our sales education. And that's a globally recognized program by very large corporations.
Yeah.
So they get access to that expertise through the 7 C's program. And they get access to strategists that can really move the needle. And the strategist and the Sandler sales training and the marketing automation people, they're all experts in their respective fields. They have the 10,000 plus hours of training to make them experts.
Right.
It's really a fun program.
Because you have a company that's, you know, like you said, been customer validated. They're really good at what they do. They're knowledgeable, but they may not be the best experts in sales and growing the business.
That's right.
And that's where they realize they need additional help and information.
And you know, specifically, once you start generating sales, it's really not about, does the customer want what I have? Companies fail because they didn't take the time to build the processes that are repeatable. That as you get bigger, you're not a cult of personality anymore. If I'm little, Tom Kelly can go out there and get those sales and make this business hum. But when you get to $1 million, $3 million, all of a sudden Tom Kelly can't run the business. And then I'm lost because I never took the time to build the processes to hold people accountable and to begin to almost let go of the business. It's counterintuitive in a way,
right,
where you have to let the business build itself, so to speak.
One of the things I noticed here is that besides helping businesses like that to grow, and you are there were six local tech startups that you had in your the press release about what you guys have done this in this first quarter. One of the things I found interesting is that you're also involved in training, IT training, for the employees in those businesses as well. So what are the kind of things that you're teaching them then?
Yeah, and that's training for all of our Automation Alley member companies that have access to that. So not only the startups. Because what we found was that you have to build the processes, but you got to have the talent to run the business as well.
Obviously, sure.
And the talent that's in shortest supply always lately is technology talent. And so what we've done is we're just coming off a grant from the federal government. It was a $5 million five-year grant to train for IT skills. And we would partner with industry and academics and government, and they all came under the tent, and the industry partners would find these employees, and then we would help pay to train them. So they'd find an employee they'd say, you know, I love the personality of this employee. They're a go-getter. They'll want to do a great job, but they're just deficient in the skill. And we would say, great, bring them on under the tent, and then we'll train them to the skill that they need.
Is this kind of retraining, or are you taking, you know, like older tech guys like Ed and Cal and retraining them for jobs?
Both. So what? So
they just woke up.
Exactly. You know, for Ed and Cal, we could work with them to polish their
skills. It'd be a tough job, but
so to speak.
You know, I've been wondering what this internet was all about.
Well, in half seriousness, you've got people coming off of a car industry where maybe they have been out of a job because whatever they were doing no longer functions, and they want to stay in the workforce, but they haven't got the skills to stay there.
Or even better than that, maybe they're pursuing a second career. They've already done work somewhere else. They retired, and they just want to do something different. And this is another place for them to stretch their innovation lanes.
This program focused extensively on people with disabilities, on veterans. And these are people that had no IT background. So we can take all shapes and sizes. Now, the disappointment as we talk on the radio is this program is just sunsetting. But don't worry, we're going to be launching a new program. I can't say what that is yet.
Okay.
We're working on it. But the program was so successful. We were supposed to train 750 people over 5 years. Very intense program.
Yeah.
We trained 1,347.
Whoa!
Yeah,
almost twice as many.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're so proud of that statistic.
And then that's got to be extremely important. As much as we talk about new businesses coming into this area, getting the people to work in those businesses, as I understand, is extremely difficult because we don't have the workforce. Mm-hmm. We hear this cry often that we don't have the people with the skill levels to be able to work in these high-tech companies.
You know, I have the pleasure through Automation Alley of meeting a lot of CEOs in Southeast Michigan. And every one of them tells me almost the same identical story. I'm worried about innovation, getting blindsided. I'm trying to manage the business and some innovation comes out of left field and disrupts the business.
The key word disrupt right now.
Disrupts it. And all of a sudden, all my investments are for naught. And the second thing is talent. How do I find the talent? I had a CEO that was running a bus out from Detroit out to Tecumseh and back every day.
Wow.
Picking up people in Detroit and running them out to Tecumseh.
That is fantastic.
Was it a beer bus?
The new Google bus. Adam Automation Alley bus. Hey, back in just a moment to continue more of this conversation.